The old timer put a lot of stress in the fact that the burrow was the champion helper when you were out looking for gold mines. This little story proves it. It was Sandy Walker a-talking to the regular bunch of counter sitters here at the Busy Bee store. You what's prospecting with Fords is out of luck. You won't find any gold. Why, these cuts roads and railroads into mountains and through deserts and across all kinds of land for years and never hit gold on roads. You gotta get out with a burrow to find it. I've been out here in the desert 26 years. 6 years hunting gold and 20 years hunting for my burrows. I didn't find my mine while I was hunting gold either. I found it while I was hunting those Dad Byrne runaways. Them Ford-riding prospectors wasn't saying nothing, just looking at each other like sheep. Did you ever think what us desert rat owes to burrows, he says? What about those water holes, every last one of them, covering 1,500 miles from here clear up to Snake River? They're known to us because a burrow found them. You don't have to hunt fords, says Jake Tupper. I suppose that's mighty consoling, snorts Sandy as he steps outside. Then all of a sudden the air gets blue. It's Sandy letting out the longest, finest string of cuss words we've heard in these parts. I come a-running to see what's wrong. It was plenty. His burrows got loose and was hitting off for the horizon as tight as they could go. Come, says I to Sandy, get in the Ford. We'll round him up. As we chugged along on three cylinders, the old flivver hotter than a cowboy's pistol on 4th of July, homeward bound after hours of high-class cussing and wrangling, I was admitting to Sandy that burros rate prize one for enlarging the desert cuss word vocabulary. Stop, stop, he yelled to Sandy. Look across the wash there. That slightly-looking rock yonder, and that, dear posterity, is when and where we staked out our claim on the now-famous Burrow Ford mine. Burrow comes before Ford in the name.